start, you can tell us the difference between the letters from Serbia and regards from Serbia, the two different books. We mean, why sometimes you decide to write a strip to tell something that happened near you, and some other time you decide to send an email?
Well, I have started as a writer, so in the early 80s I have started to publish my articles in different magazines in Yugoslavia, and so I'm very I feel very used to the medium of writing. But then when the war started in Yugoslavia, I have started to do comics, and my comics were becoming more and more inspired by the situation. And this was because I realized that if you use both words and images, it is a much stronger combination. So it is depending of what I feel at the moment. Sometimes I feel more like expressing myself just in words, but then another time I prefer to make a comic. And in some way I'm lucky that I can decide what am I going to do. So I'm choosing to do this or this thing or another just because I'm playing like a child, you know. So basically it's...
So the email allowed you to reach a lot of people around the world during the war and communicate what you wanted to communicate, what you were seeing outside your window. And do you think that this is the new possibility that internet and the email give us, the new medium that can reach people from all over the world, and that is very much a real-time communication?
Yes, I think that electronic mail is making this world much smaller place. And I should also say that I was using internet sometimes I say that I was internet before internet, because I was using the snail mail system before I was able to use the electronic mail. So in the beginning of the 90s I used to communicate with the people just by sending letters. But, I think that electronic mail was very important for me, at least, because so many of the communications that I had before, in the times before the electronic mail, I was able to multiply during the time of the internet. So I can say that now I'm even in contact with more people than I was before, and I used to write a lot of letters. The only difference is for me is that now I can send those letters in no time. So
it's a bit like the mail art movement.
Yes, I think that mail art movement has started something which ideologically is the origin of internet, and that is the communication between artists and between the people, which is going in a straight and the most direct way. And I think that mail art was the way to discover the communication by the mail, because in the times before mail art, people, they were able to send messages, but they were not thinking as much about it as they should. And with mail art, it was just one of the things which emphasized the importance of communication between people.
And do you think that the traditional media forgot about the situation in Serbia even before the great event of the 11th of September and with the new war coming up? Or what do you think about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can be in the news just as long as there's something spectacular going on. But if you go back to your everyday struggle, you are not going to get into the news. So what happened after the bombing and all this crisis is that people have started to forget about the situation in that country, and it was very difficult because I think people, they just were not aware that many of the problems were still the same. They haven't been changed much, but that is part of the situation, of the scene that we have now. Just as long as there are dead bodies lying around, you can have some attention. And unfortunately, you can see with the events of the September 11th that sometimes some people can use even that for their own purposes.
And so what changed in the last year since October of 2000, after the fall of Milosevic? What is changing, and how is the situation politically and culturally in Serbia now?
Well, many things are changed because now there is, of course, a new government, and the old one, which was like the worst government that you can imagine in your worst nightmare, is gone. But most of the problems, they are still there. They have the country, which is basically in a very bad state, and with infrastructure which is in the most part destroyed. And you know, they say that the damage of the bombing was about $30 billion, or Deutschmarks, I don't know anymore. But financial aid which was promised to Serbia by the Western government is about 2 billion Deutschmarks. So it's a huge difference. But probably it will take a generation of people until the things come to the normal.
In coming to your work with the strips, your style is surely connected with the counterculture, but it's also very simple. And it's how come that you choose to use a very simple drawing to tell stories so complex and so tragic also?
I usually say that my technique is the technique of the caveman. You know, caveman goes into the cave and he does his drawing, and then he goes out of the cave, and that's the whole philosophy. So it's usually it's very emotional thing, because I am like that. I am mostly an emotional creature, not a very intellectual one. So when I sit to draw, I usually have these very expressionistic and very simple images that I think are most honestly speaking about what my ideas are.
And what is your role inside the entire countercultural movement in Serbia? If you want also to talk about your kitchen as a workshop and the connection between comics strip authors and other artists in Serbia right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that I'm an example of an artist, considering the situation in Serbia, of an artist who is publishing his works abroad, but who stays at his home. Because all the while I was publishing my works in Italy or US or UK or whatever, I stayed in Pancho, in my home. So there is, I think, a group of the artists who are doing the similar thing. They are trying to remain in their local community, but still they are trying to communicate some ideas which are not just local ones. And I don't know if it's something that is that could be called some sort of of a thing or a movement, but anyway, it's something that is shaping in some way the climate within some circles of the artists in Serbia. And my workshop, which is called Kitchen, is just part of my minimalistic philosophy, which is to do as much as you can without much means, or with just a little money. So I did a workshop in my real kitchen, and it was something that I wanted to do, not for myself, but to the other people, to help others to create, to express themselves.
And it's also connected with the do-it-yourself culture and the fact that also you publish some of your work is published only with photocopy and distributed in a self-managed way.
Yes, yes. It is absolutely... I think I was... I started as one of the first... one of the first people who were active on Yugoslav fanzine scene when I was just 16 years old. So I continued that sort of a tradition. So I'm still producing a lot of very simple and very cheap books.
And there are some authors apart from you, like Art Spiegelman or Joe Sacco, that represent the value of cartoons or comic strips as used for making a real journalism evolve, and will continue some way. It's a new thing that will go on, or it's just limited to some authors.
Well, I think that it is definitely something that is going to continue in some form or another. I would say that what I do is not completely along these lines. It's not just journalism, because I'm also combining something which could be called surrealistic approach. So I'm basically mixing a real thing with something which is just connected with the work of your mind. Yeah, I think it's a fairly good way to express what's going on in the society. So I'm sure that it's not going to die with these authors, and that somebody else is going to continue to do something new.
And a new war is coming up after the 11th of September. What do you personally think of this tragedy after you've been living under the bombs in Pančevo as a man and as an artist also?
I was very unhappy when I heard that the bombing of Afghanistan started. I'm aware of how bad is the Taliban regime, but I also remember how bad was Milosevic regime. And I also remember that mostly it was the common people that were the victims of actions such as that. And I think it's very tragical, because compared to Serbia, which is in the heart of the Europe, where everybody is connected this way or another with somebody else, either in Western Europe or in US, in Afghanistan, they are out of the Western world, not very much connected with the Western countries, and with really bad infrastructure, or even no TV or radio. So I think that at this moment we don't even know what is going on there, and I'm sure that it's very tragic.
And how do you live the paradox that the country, that one of the countries that was bombing your town, the United States of America, is also one of the countries that first of all published your books?
Yes, that is one of the absurdities of my life that I cannot even explain. I was at one moment I even considered myself an American artist living in Serbia, even though I haven't at that moment I haven't even been to the United States. But all my comics were first published in the US and only later in Europe and in my country. Considering the bombing, it was a totally stupid thing, and I felt that it was very, very bad, and just there's something about it that that you feel is completely wrong, that it's not serving, that is not making situation any better. And I don't know, I guess that maybe people from the alternative, they don't feel those differences, like the borders between countries. So for me it's not a huge difference, but for me it's just a big absurd.
And about the alternative scene in ex-Yugoslavia, there are connections between artists or other movements from Serbia and with the one from Croatia and Bosnia. And
yes, I think they are still in contact, but of course you can say that it's never as much as it should be, and especially because our governments, they make our communication as impossible as it is now. So it's something which is much more difficult than before, when I was thinking about Slovenia or Croatia as my country, and I still do in some sense, especially because I don't believe in the country. So I think that I know just about the friends that I have in the other places, and if I think about Croatia or Slovenia, I think about those friends and not the state which is representing some borders or anything. And even during the war we were in touch and we were exchanging some informations. So I think it's just something that you know, you cannot control. The circumstances were bad, and probably it will take much more time than it should to establish the communication, valuable communication again.